Hi again.
Oh, nice to be here.
A warm welcome to Paignton Baptist Church, and a warm welcome to those listening online, including my lovely wife. This morning's talk is on living as children of light. But first of all, we have notices. I'd like to say a big thank you for the team who are setting up and helping Andy and Jutta's visit yesterday. It was brilliant. So thank you for all those involved, including David and Josie, who set all the stuff up. Birthdays. Birthdays. Our oldest member is 100 years old. And there's a picture of her something coming up, I think. Oh, yeah, there's Winnie Hutchings there. I had her birthday this week, and she is wonderful. It's a great privilege to have her as a member of our church. We sang happy birthday, you remember, last week. And this week, we have three birthdays, not just one, but at least three, unless there's somebody else I haven't heard of. Anyone's got a birthday this week? Oh, right.
Martin.
We'll add Martin to the list. It's always good to have an extra person on the list. So we have Martin's birthday, Liz's birthday, and Debbie's birthday, and Janine's birthday. Now, whether we can fit them all in, we'll do our best. But if we go, do it in that order, shall we? Martin, Liz, Debbie, Janine. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Martin and Liz and Debbie. Happy birthday to you.
Lovely birthday, all of you. Debbie, you're going to say a few words about the lunch to celebrate Liz's birthday today. There's some cards down there. It is several of us.
I just use that as
yes, do you?
Well, good morning and thank you for the singing. It is actually Liz and Janine's birthday today, which is beautiful. And we normally have Hungry Hearts on the last Sunday of the month, but today we're doing a special Hungry Hearts lunch because we're doing hot food in the activity centre as a 50th birthday celebration for Liz. And everybody is welcome, whether you've booked in or not. We can always put extra seats if we need them. And please just come and join us. So we do coffee after the service next door, and when we're ready, we'll invite you to come upstairs and join us. There's a lift if anybody needs it. So the other thing that Liz wanted to remind me about this morning was she was saying, no gifts, please, but what she would love, if anybody wants to do something, she'd love a donation to Ladies Lounge, which is an amazing organisation in Torquay that supports women and families. So thank you very much indeed.
That's really good. Thank you very much indeed. Well, as we come together from many different situations, let us sing together, come people of the risen King, who delight to bring him praise. Thank you.
Come on to your heart.
Hebrews 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Let's continue to worship the Lord Jesus as we sing Jesus, What a Beautiful Name.
Sacrifice.
Sing Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. Feel free to sit or stand as you wish.
This one, many of you will know, and so we'll just sing. If you don't know the words, don't worry. We can, let's just sing these words. Okay. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death many times. I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. I'm in that place once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy, and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you, once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for I pour out my life. let's pour out our thanks and life to Jesus.
Father, I thank you for that cross. And I thank you that no matter what we're feeling this morning, we can bring it and lay it at the foot of the cross. Know, Jesus, that your compassion will cover it and that you'll pour out your grace and mercy upon us.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, that we are alive today to enjoy it. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us, each one in this room. Bless each one, Lord, and this I ask in your name, to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, that the cross
has been able to come here today. And thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you pour out upon us week by week, 24/7.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that the cross was not the end.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that you sent your Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, that as the crowds in Acts marveled at Peter and John, unlearned people, they said, how do they know all these things? And they came to the conclusion, because they knew Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that we know Jesus and we know the Holy Spirit, and some people here might think they're nobody, but they're somebody, Lord.
Thank you.
Everyone in this room, no matter how small they are, they're somebody.
Thank you.
Because they're in Jesus and they know Jesus.
Thank you.
And that, Lord, is why you went to the cross.
Thank you.
And thank you again. Thank you for the cross, my friend. But thank you that you didn't leave us alone as orphans. That you sent your Spirit to live in us, to help us in this world that we live in. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our constant companion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ever faithful, ever sure. We just thank you that you can be in our lives and make it brighter with your presence. Without you, if we go, you're the light of my life.
Thank you.
We thank you for that. I pray for my dear wife, going through an awful time now. I pray that your knees shall have the rest upon her. Let it come. May she feel that you are here and great good for her.
Yes.
Just thank you for coming here. It's kind of changed much, but the worship is still here. I praise God for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, for your presence here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You remove all fear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you showed as you poured out your life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Christ Jesus, our Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We now have an opportunity to give to the Lord's work. This is for our regular members. If you're here as a guest, you're very welcome. Please let the bag pass you back. So let's have the offering. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shall we pray? Holy Father, we thank you for all the good gifts you give us, including the financial gifts, and we commit these gifts into your hands, asking that you will use them for your glory.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we have a specially prepared children's activity for Connie and for Noah, and do take one for Seth as well, if she would like to do one as well. If you open inside, you will find two sheets, lovingly prepared by Rowena. The first one says, light in the darkness. Underneath it says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord, live as children of light. And on the second sheet, there are two candles. So, if you could colour in the candles, that would be brilliant. Decorate. Write your name on one. Cut out the candles. You may need some help with that, but that's fine. Stick the candles on the other sheet. Draw or write some ways you can be light in the darkness. So that's all written there on the sheet for you. So I'm sure you'll enjoy doing that. And like I said, if Seb would like a copy of it as well, Ronna, then I can do take one for her as well. That'd be great. Stephen brings us the word and we have a reading. Let me pray for Stephen. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it's powerful and it teaches us and encourages us. We pray now you'll anoint Stephen with your spirit as he brings to us your word this morning.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've probably got it the right way round this morning. So it's a long Bible reading and a short sermon. I'd encourage you to keep your Bibles open after, if you are following the reading, do keep them open, and I'd also encourage you to read it again at home, because we're only going to be focusing on a little bit, most at the end of this passage, but Liz and David are going to do this reading for us. Last week, we looked at what it means to live for the glory of God as a response to his great mercy, his great love. What it means for us to no longer conform to the pattern of this world. Now, Paul tells the church in Ephesus, that's where this letter is written to live as children of light. And he explains in this passage, in more detail, what it means to not conform to the pattern of this world and how we can do that. He says again that we're to be made new in the attitude of our minds. Last week we thought about being transformed by the renewing of our minds. So this is Paul telling the church in Ephesus very similar things to what he said to the church in Rome, but in a lot more detail. And as you hear it, there may be certain things that really stick out for you. So over to Liz and David.
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him, in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbour. We are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need.
Verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them.
For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is the light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Isn't it great to hear God's word read so well and clearly and challengingly? There was a commentary, a Bible commentary, when I was at university. They started a whole series called The Bible Speaks Today. Some of you may still have them on your bookshelves. And it was the one for Ephesians was God's New Society. And as I heard that read, I thought, wow, that's what society, that's what community, that's what people are supposed to be like, as you hear those wonderful words. So, living as children of light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. So that's what we're commanded to do. But how do we do it in practice? In everyday life, how can we do what God wants us to do? There's only one way. There's only one way we can live as children of light. We can't do it in our own strength. We don't have the power to do it on our own. Our scripture for the year is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We need to be baptized, but in the Holy Spirit, by Jesus. That's what he came for. It's what the John the Baptist said he came for. We need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and full of the Holy Spirit every day. That's why Paul writes, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk with wine that leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. God doesn't set us a standard for living and then leave us on our own to fail. We've already heard in our service this morning, in our worship time, Jesus didn't leave us on our own. I will not leave you as orphans. I will ask the Father, and he will send another counselor, another comforter, just like me, the Holy Spirit, to live in us when we put our faith in Jesus, to fill us and flow out from us, to give us power, love, and self-control, which we need to live as children of light. That's why Paul says to Timothy, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, a spirit of fear, when we believed, but a spirit of power and love and self-discipline, self-control. That's the Holy Spirit within us. We can do what pleases the Lord, and we can not do what displeases him. My next heading is filled with the Spirit or drunk. It's a bit interesting in our language, isn't it, that you could be filled with the Spirit and drunk, but it'd be the wrong Spirit, wouldn't it? Filled with the Spirit or drunk. That was the contrast that we've just heard. Paul said, don't be drunk with wine that leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, as soon as I heard that, I thought my mind was taken back to another bit of the Bible. When else do we hear the contrast between being filled with the Holy Spirit and being drunk? Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the believers in Jesus, gathered together on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Passover, 10 days after Jesus had ascended into heaven, they'd been waiting for the Holy Spirit, all gathered together, 120 people, gathered together in a room, waiting for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them. They started speaking in tongues, foreign languages that they hadn't learned. They'd never been taught these languages, but they spoke out these languages. Utterly amazed, a crowd of Jews from many different nations gathered together outside the house because they could hear the sounds coming out of this house were words in their own language. The Feast of Pentecost, like the Feast of Passover, brought Jews from all the countries of the known world into Jerusalem to worship, to celebrate the feast as commanded. And they all heard people speaking in their language. You imagine if we had someone here today, we had someone here recently from Brazil, and their national language, as far as I'm aware, was Portuguese. So you imagine if they were walking past the door and suddenly they heard somebody speaking in Portuguese as they sort of started towards the door. They think, great, what's going on here? But then next to them, there was someone who was Greek and heard somebody speaking in Greek, or someone else who was Latvian. You know, that was what was happening. People out in the street wondered what on earth was going on. They heard them declaring the wonders of God in their own language. What does this mean? They said to one another. Some made fun of them, saying they've had too much wine. They must have seen something. I'll turn to this mic. They must have seen something that prompted this explanation. It couldn't have just been they heard foreign languages. If we all started speaking perfectly intelligently in a foreign language, I don't think the first thought that anybody coming in would think was that we were drunk. They might think we were extremely well educated, or this is the craziest church they've ever been into, but they wouldn't think we were drunk. Why did these people think the believers were drunk? Was it their complete abandonment? Was it their joy? Was it the fact they were shouting or even singing at the top of their voice at 9 o'clock in the morning? Were they exuberant beyond what was respectful at that time of day? Were they carefree, not bound by the concerns of the world? Could they see that these people were completely free from worrying about anything? And the nearest they could equivalent they could think about that is that's what happens when you're drunk. You just don't care. Although they look very similar on the surface, they are not the same. In fact, in many ways, they're opposites. Being filled with the Holy Spirit enables you to be in control. Being drunk is being out of control. Being filled with the Spirit produces worship, both public and private, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to one another, singing songs and making music in your hearts to God, public worship and private worship. Being drunk may produce many songs of dubious morality, but also blasphemy and curses, both in public and in private. Being filled with the Spirit gives you power. Being drunk makes you powerless. Being filled with the Spirit gives you joy. Being drunk makes you depressed and sad. Being filled with the Spirit enables you to submit to one another, to humbly serve others, to be part of a family. Being drunk causes you to neglect, hurt, or dominate others, to end up alone. Being filled with the Spirit makes us grateful to God, always giving thanks to God the Father. Being drunk makes us resentful and bitter about our situation and blaming God for it. Light or darkness? That's the choice for each of us. This word that God's given us did not come because it's Halloween on Tuesday. God gave this word today specifically because he wants us to hear this today. And next week, he's given Sheila a children's activity based on light. And the theme is light. She didn't know what I'd prepared this time. And so we've got two Sundays on light instead of darkness. And what's in the middle? Halloween. Is God in charge or is God in charge? Halloween is approaching. Although the shops, the television, the schools have been focused on it already for weeks. As you've probably heard me say before, Halloween now is the second biggest commercial operation, only to Christmas. There's no more important commercial time of year to shops than Christmas first and then Halloween. That's where we've got to. What does the world say? It's harmless fun. Many Christians will say it's harmless fun. What does God say? Chapter 5, verse 11. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Verse 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Verse 17, therefore do not be foolish, which in the Bible means deliberately evil. Do not be deliberately evil. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. We live in an evil day. Is that not right? Will you be the light of Christ, showing the way to live as children of light? Or will you be overcome by the darkness? Jesus, we're told, was the light of the world, and the light and the world came into the darkness, and the darkness could not understand it, and the darkness could not overcome it. And we are called by Jesus the light of the world. And the world will not understand us, but it will not be able to overcome us. Hallelujah. Do you want to, can we do this? Now, you are now shining like stars, all right? Good, excellent. Thank you, that's enough. You're too bright. Paul says, you shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation as you hold out the word of life. So you have the option today to shine like a star or live in darkness and be part of the darkness. You've got a clear choice either way. Do you want to be light or do you want to be dark? That's the activity the children have been doing. Do you want to be children of light, children of the darkness? And lastly, we come round full circle. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you want to live as children of the light, you need to go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. What happens to a battery-powered torch when it runs out of battery? It doesn't shine anymore. Yeah. And for some reason, the way God has planned things, we are filled with the Holy Spirit when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, the first and the only time that happens. But from then on, we need to go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. And if not, our battery just... and we don't shine anymore. There's a lovely song, we need to do it sometime. We're a bright light together. Together with Jesus, we shine. It's got those actions. We're a bright light together. We're a well smell together with the aroma of Jesus. It's a good song. We'll do it sometime. But do you want to shine? I'm already looking at people today, and they can't help it. They just shine. Could I be radical? Could you get the Rini's picture up again for us? Right at the top. It'll take a little while for it to get up again. But I'm just looking around the room now. My sister Claire. Here's a shiner, and that's not a black eye on Rini's face. Here's a shiner. In fact, she's shining so bright that she has to put dark glasses on so we don't get the glare too much. This is a shiner. We said before, in this place, she is radiant. She shines. Do you want to shine? Do you want to shine? You can if you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I had to tell you a story, a very brief story, it's a very short one. But you may think, I can't do this. I'm not someone who can hold out the word of life in this, you know, big way. I can't do this, I can't do that. You can, if you are full of the Holy Spirit, shine. As we said before, Rini is sat in a chair all day, shining. The care has come, the care is blessed. They put her on last on their list because they want to go back happy. That's what they tell her. And anybody who visits Rini gets blessed. So I queue up. If I were you, I'd get a rota or organise with David. Just go and be blessed. But I met somebody yesterday who was shining. They had a neck brace on, lying flat on the hospital trolley outside the CT suite, unable to do anything other than look at the ceiling. I was there for a CT scan. Results come on Tuesday, and it will be clear, praise the Lord. And the but I was given the form, and I said, thank you very much. And this lady heard my voice. And she said, is that Stephen? I said, hello, Annie. Annie Willis, one of the people that, with her husband, comes to the early morning prayer meeting every week at 6:30. She's involved with the Haven and various other things, member of Living Waters, many of you know her. A lady is full of the Holy Spirit. So I went to her, and she was involved in a fatal car accident the night before. A couple died as their car flew over, and that car caught them. She was there for precautionary purposes for whiplash and some other problems. And her husband had gone home, been obviously in overnight. And so she was just laid on the trolley. And I said, how are you doing? Fine. And I said, well, God's obviously brought me here for a purpose. Let me pray for you. So I prayed for her. And then Abdi came along, who it turned out was the guy who was going to do my scan. And I said, I know this lady. We meet at the morning prayer meeting. And I can't how he got onto it, but I said, well, God's healed me miraculously of cancer. And And so anyway, and then the next lady came along who was the porter taking it. And I said, oh, hello, this is Annie. We know each other, 6:30 on a Monday morning. And I heard her talking to Annie. She went down the road. Oh, that was a coincidence, wasn't it? And I thought, Annie will be saying to her, no, it wasn't a coincidence. So at that precise moment, just for a few seconds, she was outside the CT scanner at the same time as me. And she's radiant. She's in God's hands. And she confessed that out loud. God is good. I'm in his hands. She could nothing apart from look at the ceiling and receive prayer. So can you shine for the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Will you?
Yes.
By God's grace.
Yes.
Every day is a Holy Spirit day. We had a Holy Spirit day the other day, part of the Alpha course, and Paul Knights, who leads the early morning prayer meeting, he said, every day is a Holy Spirit day. I said, yes, you're quite right. So today is not only Janine's birthday and Liz's birthday, it's a Holy Spirit day. May the Lord's prophecy spoken through Joel that we heard about on the day of Pentecost, quoted by Peter, may what he quoted from Joel to explain what was happening on the day of Pentecost be fulfilled here. May old and young, boys and girls, men and women, be filled with his Spirit and prophesy, dream dreams, see visions, that many will call upon the name of the Lord and be saved before that glorious day of the Lord returns. We've already had in our worship, thank you for the gifts you've given us. Listen out for what God is saying to you through this word today. How will this word be fulfilled in your life today? In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
A minute or two, think about what God's saying to us. Whether you're in the age bracket of seeing visions, or with me, you're dreaming dreams, whatever you are, let's just get a minute or two to just ask God, what are you saying to me through your word? let's sing together, Light of the World.
Stamp this out.
one will try his darndest to do the utmost trouble that he can cause. Mm-hmm. And so we pray against him today. We say, Jesus, let your light shine.
Amen.
May we focus on the light,
yes, Lord.
Not on what's going on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we know that your light will shine this week. It will shine every day in the lives of those Christian people who love you. We pray you'll keep the darkness away on Halloween night. You'll teach those families that there's more to life than all those horrible things that we're seeing in our shops at the moment. Lord, we love you. We want you to shine. We pray that you will shine, shine, shine during this week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we know that however dark the darkness may be, just a single light dispels it completely. Amen. So, Lord, we pray again for your light to shine. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the lovely time we were able to spend yesterday with our dear friends Andy and Jutta. And as they go around the country over the next week or so, we pray that you will be with them, go before them, that people will encourage them and show them love and interest, Lord. And we pray that come the new year, when they go off for a new area of mission, Lord, over in Uganda, they too may carry that light to the people there. Bless them richly, Lord, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we pray for our young people and the families in our church this week. We pray that your light will shine upon them, that they will know that worshipping the darkness is not the way, that actually the only way is through you, Jesus. We pray that you bring the light to them, and you keep them safe this week. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we want to lift Rowena up before you again today.
Yeah.
We want you to heal her, Lord. Restore her back to full health and strength. We're all praying this, I'm sure, day by day.
Yes.
And be with them both, David and Brian, and that before long, they will be able to help her and restore her in Jesus' name.
And Lord, we pray for all who suffer. We pray, Lord, that your healing power may be at work in the lives of our friends, family, those we know. Lord, send your power. And Lord, too, we pray that you'll send your peace. Seems a very big prayer to pray. But we pray, Lord, there may yet be a peaceful way forward in Gaza and Israel and in Ukraine. Lord, send your peace, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's close our service by singing "Longing for Light, We Wait in Darkness."
May I just say one thing? Just occurred to me. Our prayer meeting on Tuesday evening is, of course, Halloween night. So some of you may not have come to the prayer meeting before, but perhaps this Tuesday. You might think, well, let's come this Tuesday. Don't know what our focus will be, but part of our focus of our prayer meeting will obviously be exactly this. So this Tuesday, 7:30, if you think, yes, let's join together in prayer, because as Leslie said, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers in heavenly realms. And prayer is the answer to that.
Thank you.
This is Connie's picture, which is a lovely picture, so I hope you enjoyed it. A round of applause, well done. Yay. Saviour, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Before you go, we have another picture. I'll do it. Glorious.